The Public Service Commission has issued a final version of last year's look into the feasibility, economics, and environmental impacts of wind energy on the Great Lakes. PSC Commissioner Lauren Azar headed the Wind on the Water work group. She says if the state or electric utilities spend more dollars on investigating Great Lakes wind, they should focus on Lake Michigan and not Lake Superior.
The jurisdictional lands of the state of Wisconsin and Lake Superior are actually quite small, and the lands that are within that jurisdiction, many of them have restrictions on them. So it just, there's not a lot of flexibility in Lake Superior to actually develop wind. So Lake Michigan is a much larger resource, and we have much larger areas to take a look at.
Azar says additional studies should take a closer look at on-lake wind speeds and consistency at the proposed height of the turbines. She also wants more research on the potential effect of turbines on birds and bats and how turbines would be anchored in deep water. Milwaukee-based We Energies plans additional studies, and Azar says Michigan utilities should help. The group Renew Wisconsin worked on the state report. Spokesman Ed Bloom says Europe has started getting wind power from over the water, but he says the Great Lakes effort won't happen overnight.
This is pretty initial studies, so we're a few years from actually seeing any turbines rise on the water, if there are going to be any at all.
Opponents of Great Lakes wind have raised concerns about spoiling the natural beauty of the Great Lakes, the cost of repairing turbines on water, and the turbines possibly creating navigational hazards. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.